The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. That's a suburb just outside of Kansas City. And you're listening to podcast episode number 115, being recorded on August 10th, 2007. Well, today's podcast will be a little bit different. I've actually been tagged by two other edgy bloggers, Charlene from Adlai Stevenson High School in Illinois, and also a teacher that does the voyeurism blog in Singapore. And there's kind of a tag going along different education blog circles. And basically, once you get tagged, you need to give 8 random facts about yourself and then go ahead and tag 8 other edgy bloggers. And so tonight, I'm going to go ahead and play along and tell you 8 random facts about myself, and then go ahead and select 8 other edgy bloggers and tag them later so that we can see a little bit more about them. So I know it's been going around for a little bit. I've seen it on some of the other blogs that I read, so I'll try and think a little bit later about the 8 people that I would like to tag a little bit later in the week. So, all right, well, here we go. The first random fact about myself, I was actually in 4-H as a boy growing up in Nebraska, and the one project that I enjoyed the most was entomology, and I had a very impressive insect collection, and I actually made it to the state fair about 3 or 4 different times. So I was very much into bugs and had a huge collection. I think I had over 200 different insects in my collection before I ended up stopping with that. So that's random fact number one. Random fact number two, favorite movies. Several people that have been tagged have talked about their favorite movies. My all-time favorite movie is Hoosiers. I love that story. I've done a lot of research on the actual story behind Hoosiers, and I've seen the movie, I would estimate, probably about 50 times. I think I could stop the movie and recite almost any line from Hoosier. So that's my all-time favorite. My second all-time favorite is Fletch. A big Chevy Chase fan, really like Chevy Chase humor, and also liked Fletch Lives, but Fletch is definitely my favorite. And then my number three favorite movie is School of Rock. Just really enjoyed the music, the whole plot, and Joe Black is funny in that, so just really enjoy the movie School of Rock as well. I actually have it on my iPod right now, and I watched it a little bit this summer as I was traveling. All right, random fact number three. My first computer was a Commodore 64. When I was in 6th grade, which would have been, I think, 85, I walked beans during the summer to make money. For those of you that are not familiar with walking beans, basically that's walking through soybean fields, and you have a big machete in your hand, and you chop out things like the corn and the pigweed and all the different types of weeds, cockabers, things like that that grow in the soybeans, and then it just basically cleans up the field so that when they harvest the soybeans, they don't have all those extra things in the combine. And actually, they don't do that anymore because it's all genetically altered now. They do all kinds of things with herbicides and stuff. But I did that for an entire summer. I actually was raising money to buy a Texas Instruments computer, and then I actually made enough money while I was walking beans that I moved up, and my second plan was to buy a BIC 20, but then I made a little bit more money than I thought, and I actually had enough money to buy a Commodore 64. Now, I did not have enough money to buy many accessories, so I hooked up this Commodore 64 to a 13-inch black and white TV that my parents were just about ready to throw away, and then I couldn't afford a floppy disk drive, so I bought a cassette recorder, and that's what we actually saved our programs on. So at that time, we were writing basic programming. I I remember I wrote like a little program so you could enter how much you weighed on Earth, and it would tell you how much you weighed on different planets. Just, you know, kind of weird, goofy things like that, doing a little bit of graphics with like sprites and things like that. But I can still remember having that computer set up in my room and did a little bit of gaming. I think it was kind of like a, there's kind of like an Asteroids game that I played, and but I really enjoyed doing basic programming. We did a little graphics pad with something called a Koala Pad, so you could actually like draw things, and then it was a graphics program. So that was my first computer, and actually was taught how to use that computer by our next-door neighbor, Nancy Twill, who also taught math in Howells, and she actually taught some of us in the neighborhood how to use the computer when we were in grade school and how to program BASIC and things like that. She also taught me how to type because she only had, she had two computers and she had four kids that she was teaching how to use those computers. So the deal was you had to spend, for every minute that you wanted to be on the computer, you had to be upstairs practicing your typing. So here we were like in fifth grade and we were basically becoming wizards at typing so that we could actually earn some computer time. So that's a really long answer to one of them. But again, my first computer was a Commodore 64. Loved that thing. Number four, one odd thing that I do on my birthday, which is coming up here in just a couple weeks. Since I was about 18 or so, I always go and have a freshly made chocolate malt on my birthday. I love ice cream, and for some reason, when I went away to college, my birthday always falls at the beginning of the school year, and I went and I had a homemade chocolate malt when I was away for college when I was a freshman, and ever since then, I've gone someplace to have, like to like a Dairy Queen or someplace, to have a homemade type chocolate malt on my birthday. So that's odd fact number four. Number five, in high school and college, the way that I earned money to put myself through college was actually by mowing lawns and by maintaining two cemeteries in my hometown. I would mow the lawns of, for example, like elderly people that couldn't mow their lawns anymore, or when people went on vacation, I would mow their lawn. And then I also mowed and weed-eated and all that kind of stuff, two different cemeteries in Howells. And that's basically how I put myself through college and high school, and really enjoyed it. I mean, even today, I enjoy mowing my lawn, and it's something that that I actually think is fun. So, all right, well, odd fact about me, number six. My first concert ever was Bon Jovi. I was in high school. We went into Omaha to the Civic Center and watched Bon Jovi. And the opening act, I believe, for that one was Skid Row. So we had Skid Row, and then they opened up for Bon Jovi. It was the New Jersey tour. Had a great time at that concert. We were in the, kind of like the mosh pit in the front, and got pushed all the way to the front and had bruises on our body when we got done, and it was a great time. So that was my first concert, and even to this day, when I do karaoke, which is not very often, but I did karaoke down in New Orleans at NEC a couple years ago, and I've done Living on a Prayer in front of an audience. So whenever we're asked to do karaoke, especially when us tech guys go to a conference someplace, Lance Huebner and myself, another teacher in Liberty, we've done Living on a Prayer twice to different audiences when we're doing karaoke stuff. So I guess that goes back to watching Bon Jovi at my first concert. All right, well, number seven, a lot of my, my obviously my family and people that know me well know this, but I always consider kind of my former life. When I was a teacher in Nebraska, I was a head varsity boys basketball coach, and at a very young age, I started to work basketball camps. I started to run my own basketball camp when I was actually 18, and I really enjoyed spending my summers when I was in college and when I first got out of college and was on my own, going to different major college basketball programs and working their basketball camps. So I was able to work for Dean Smith when he was still at North Carolina. I worked for him for a couple of weeks one summer. And Roy Williams for about 4 or 5 years when he was at Kansas. I worked for Patino when he was at Kentucky, and Michigan a couple different years when Steve Fisher was still up there in the 90s. So that's what I used to basically do most of my summers, was run basketball camps and then work basketball camps as a coach for some of those major programs and really enjoyed it. And it's been a while since I've actually worked a major college camp, but for a while that's what I had the most passion for when I was teaching and coaching. And random fact number 8, my favorite place on Earth is Glacier National Park up in Montana. When I was in high school, my family went up there for vacation, spent about a week or so up there, and hiked in the mountains, did all kinds of great things. And then a couple years ago, I actually took my wife, Jamie, up to Glacier, and we spent about 10 days up there. And that's actually where I proposed to her, on the bank of Lake McDonald. And we're actually planning on going back there probably in a couple years and bringing our children up there when they're able to hike and do stuff like that. So probably my most... If I could go any place on the planet, it'd probably be Glacier National Park. So those were 8 random things about myself. Really hardly any educational, historical, or technology value. A long-winded story about my Commodore 64. But other than that, not really a connection to the topics that I usually talk about. But I'm going to go ahead and find 8 other educational bloggers and tag them, and we'll enjoy looking at their replies to the same tag. So if you have any questions or comments, I don't really know what kind of comments you might have about this post, but if you'd like to make a comment, you can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com, or you can also put a comment directly on the blog, which is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. And we actually start classes, not classes, but our teachers actually report tomorrow. And so I'm going to head off to bed, and we're going to get ready for the new school year and have some different podcasts the next couple weeks, kind of about starting off with school. And I've had some teachers email me some questions about some things that I enjoy doing to open up the school year. And I'm going to try and do a podcast about some things to kind of maybe jumpstart some ideas on what you might want to also do in your classroom to generate some interest on teaching American history. So until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.